Something more. Who reya? To have a masrile kol yoima. To yusa b'sahadi. Yoima chad masrile b'loy sahadi. So I've had the opportunity struck. So l'soif, at the end of that day, omar lei l'hayit var me'oilam. On any other day, right, Al Nechan Agantiyar, he wasn't able to because he was Moiser at Pesadi. The Roya would have no Yechayilis to say, Lahadam. But he took the opportunity. The guy didn't bring it with Aiden. He grabbed the opportunity. He says, Lahadam. He's a Kaifer HaKol. He's a Kaifer HaKol. So what's the thing by Kaifer HaKol? You're not Chayiv Shvuah D'Raisa. It's a Mishnah Shvuas. Monali B'yotcha Ein Lecha B'yotli Potter. But there is a chiyuv of shvuas heses. It's important to note, it's a machlokes rishonim. The Gemara says on that Mishnah, potter, amar Rav Nachman, yeah, potter from a shvuah deraisa. But there is a shvuah derabanan. So pastors, how many levels are there in shvuah? Eight. No. Two. Deraisa and the rabanan. What's the difference between a shvuah deraisa and a shvuah derabanan? The emes is, the Gemara in shvuas over there, we had on yesterday's Mar Makayim, brings an arichus of various nafkaminas between a shvuah deraisa and shvuah derabanan. We won't go into now all the details, but there are common nafkaminas. First of all, ken zayin, nechitas chayfetz, pashut, on a technical level, the process, by a shvuah deraisa, you have to hold a tanach, davar shebekdusha. It gives a chayner to the shvuah. Shvuah is a shvuah b'Hashem. Everyone knows that the yisoid of shvua, any shvua, even shvua's bitoy, which we're not talking about, right? That guys, shvua shaloy yachal kikar zeh, shayachal kikar zeh, shaloy yachal tikikar zeh, shaloy shayachal tikikar zeh. You're saying the same way it's emes havaya that Hashem's mitzvah is emes. It's also emes that I did or didn't or will or won't eat the kikar. And then if you didn't or did or won't and will, instead of the opposite of what you said, so you went against the emes of kutsha b'richu. Now it's even more chomer when you're holding a nekita schayfet, from a shvuah's bitoy. I don't know why I'm going off to that, but shvuah's bitoy, there's an Indian of nekita schayfet, it's more chomer than shvuah, I don't know, it's something interesting to check, but we're talking about shvuah's hadayonim. Shvuah's hadayonim is also a shvuah of that, the same way it's emes, Hashem's mitzvah, it's also emes that I don't owe you the money that I lahadam, or that paraiti, or whatever the story is. But when you do it with nechitas chayfetz, it's more chomer. Then there's other chalukim also that the Gemara says. But it's important to know that there's, a shvuah deraisa, a shvuah derabanan. How many shvuahs deraisa are there? Three. Moedim amiksas, eid echad, and shvuahs hashoimer. Kaifer HaKol is not one of them. Kaifer HaKol is not chayf shvuah deraisa. Zogar Rav Nachman! Yeah, the Mishnah says he potter. Potter! But there is a shvuah derabanan. So why did the Mishnah say potter? Why did the Mishnah say potter? Yechai, the Shvuah Derabanan. Why did the Mishnah say Potter? That's the Teretz. Some Rishonim say it means Potter Midaraisa, but there's a Shvuah Derabanan. Other Rishonim, it's a big tumult. Shvuah, there's a Rosh Rishonim again. That Rav Nachman was Mechadish, a new Takana of Shvuah's Heses in his times, in the times of the Amirayim. It's not even a Shvuah's HaMishnah. It's a Shvuah in the times of the Amirayim, it's even a lower level. And there are differences between a shvuah deraisa, and now we have three levels. Shvuah deraisa, shvuah hamishnah, and shvuah heses. Heses is even a lower level than shvuah hamishnah. What's the nafkamina ladina? I don't know right now. There are nafkaminas ladina. I would venture to say whether you have to hold the nekitas chayfetz, but I'm a little stuck. I know a shvuah deraisa needs nekitas chayfetz. Does the middle level shvuah hamishnah need nekitas chayfetz? Big balagan, machlokes. There's even a tzad, maybe Heses does. You have to know the rules about these things, but again, I'm just setting up the sugya that there are three levels. There's Shvuah Deraisa, Shvuah HaMishnah, Shvuah Heses. By definition, a Shvuah Deraisa is always a Shvuah HaNiftarin. I want to be familiar with this musig now. What does it mean, Shvuah HaNiftarin? It means that, Reb Yid, you want to be putter? You want us not to take your thing? It's not going to be so pushy. We might take it. You want to stay putter? You want to be able to keep it? You'll have to swear. Yeah? And what's your threat? What's your teeth to this? And if he won't swear, yeah, huh? What happens? What happens? No. What happens? Always? Is that also, that's one of the things the Gemara and Shavuos talks about. Yeah, okay. Kanzai. But The Shvuah Deraisa, by definition, always is to become Pater. By Amoy the Mixas, he wants to remain Pater on the Chaluk of the Mixas that he's Kaifer. An Erecha wants to be Pater on the entire Chviyah. A Shomer wants to be Pater by saying Oynis, and therefore he's not Chayiv. Yes, it's a dead cow, but he's not Chayiv to pay for it because it was an Oynis. By definition, that level, Shvuah Deraisa, is always going to be a Shvuah of Niftarim. Shvuas HaMishnah. There are many Shvuas in the Mishnah. I mean, the whole 6th and 7th parak in Shvuas is about various Shvuas HaMishnah. There are Shvuas HaMishnah that are Niftarim, but sometimes there are Shvuas HaMishnah that are Neutlin. We already saw some of them. On the base, we saw Chenveni. What happens by Chenveni? Big Balagan. But in the end, the Balabai pays twice. He's paying Sai the... Sai to his workers, again, maybe, and Sai to the Chenveni who's doing his service of providing for the workers. Someone is lying. They both swear, and they both noitel, nishma v'noitel. Not always. Sometimes a Shvuah, Shvuah HaMishnah, is Niftarin. Dairaisa is always Niftarin. Middle level, sometimes Hazai, sometimes Hazai. Shvuah Hesis, careful, is always a Shvuah HaNiftarin, I think. I don't think there's ever Hesis to be noitel. I don't think that the concept exists. I think Hesis, by definition, is also a Shvuah HaNiftarin. That's part of what I'm not sure about. And even if, yeah, maybe Kofar Kol can have more complex cases with, I don't know. My assumption is that a taka by coincidence, or maybe even more yisoyistic, is only going to be Niftarin. So it's important to know, Shvuah Deraisa is Niftarin. Shvuah Derabanan, Shvuah HaMishnah, that middle level, goes both ways, and then there's the lowest level. Now, in our case, by this person that was the Raya was, Masalei B'chiyusei B'sahadi. The Gemara says that technically he was a Kofar Kol. And as such, really, he should have done a Shvuas Hesis. So why didn't he swear a Shvuas Hesis right there on the start? Why didn't he? What happened? Something's funny with the story. Because it says later on, came in Aden that he ate two of the sheep, which is not the whole Pekadon. The whole Pekadon every week, every day was many. Was many Shep Selach. Why he didn't swear Hesis is an annoying question we're going to have to talk about still, but he didn't. And instead, suddenly the tables turned because he was caught red-handed eating two of them. And then comes the Gemara, let's get started. Amar Rav Zeira, he starts getting dramatic. Im Isa l'derabchia kamaisa mishtaba shaira. Wow. If you hold like Rabchia kamaisa, what was Rabchia kamaisa machadish? That by a Kofar Kol, when there's Hados Eidim on part of the Tviya, here the Tviya is on, I don't know, 50 Shepselach, he's totally being Kofar Kol on everything, but he's caught red-handed on Avis on those two. Avada on those two, he Avada will pay. What's the talk about? This Avis that he ate them. And now, does that create a quasi-Rabchiyah-style Moish of a Mixah sort of din of Shvuah Deraisa? Well, if you hold like Rabchiyah, yeah. If you don't hold like Rabchiyah, not. What's the reasons not to hold like Rabchiyah? Those are eight reasons we're not doing now. But that's the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, 1 second. Normally, Abayo. 1 second. Before Amalei Abayo. What's Rav Zeira saying? And if you don't hold like Rav Chia, and if you don't hold like Rav Chia, before he was caught, I mean, no, he was caught red-handed, I know, but if you hold like Rav Chia, the Raya is going to swear a Shvuah Deraisa. Wow, I'm misspoke. And if you don't hold like Rav Chia, if you don't hold like Rav Chia, but he'll swear a Hesis. So he's going to swear anyways. What's Rav Zeira getting all excited about? He's going to swear anyways. Weiss the choice that we're not getting about that. There's a big difference between a Shvuah Deraisa and a Shvuah Derabanan. That's like not even our issue. But it's important. It's an important interruption I want to come back to later in the sermon. But the Gemara goes another way and says, Amalei Abaya, Emisa Mishtavo, how could it be? But he's a Gazlan. He was caught red-handed on the Avis on the tomb. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's Mamash Balagan. He can't swear Al Srab Chia anymore. L'chayra, for the record, he can't even swear a Hesis. He can't even swear a Hesis. Forget about Hesis on Kofar Kol. He can't swear a Hesis because I don't think a Gazlan, a Bavusta Gazlan, can swear a Hesis either. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Roya is not swearing anything. Not a Deraisa and not a Hesis. Forget about that. Now there's a whole new concept, which we're going to go into now, Shekenegdei Ka'amino, that in a case, whenever a Choshud is Chayav a Shvuah, instead, we turn the tables and says, let the to be niftar, Shvuah HaNiftarin, we let the Toiveya swear instead, and after he swears, then he can take it. And we're going to type that in.
As far as we said earlier, that that when he can't swear, it's as if he didn't swear.
I'm going to get there. We're going to get there. Shekinek de kamina. Frek the Gemara. If you hold shekinek de kamina, hashtanami the lesson of the Rabbi and the Chayvi mid the Rav Nachman. Oh, vexachap the Gemara. Now, why didn't the Gemara ask this originally? That's what you were saying, because it's the Rabbana. But now the Gemara vexachap. Vaishleishim kinekda, it's all the same level. And it's going to be the same thing as Rav Nachman. And as Rav Nachman, the business says, so there would be a shekinekda anyways. And that's, we're going to keep it suspense. The Gemara is going to answer the Kantle, the thing, which is a very hard Gemara, which we're going to see. Now, we started yesterday, but we set this up again. Why was it necessary for the Gemara to give us the background information that it wasn't this story, it was for the first time ever. First time ever, they hired this guy, it's the first day on the job, and he gave him the pekadon, the shepslach, without edus, and the guy, of course, opportunity struck, and said, lahadam, at the end of the day. What was wrong? What would be different than the sugya if that would be the story? Now, it's very nice, it's a ma'aseh shaya, but why was it necessary for the Gemara to say it? And of course, there are 8 reasons, pshat in the sugya. For sure. But I'll speak out some of them. It's an interesting chiddush. Rashi Shita in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin. The Olim remembers what's Rashi Shita in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin. Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin says that by Koifer Bekol, by a Pekodon, you are Chayish for the rice. Which for the rice? A Mohid of a Mixas. It's a Mohid of a Mixas. It's a Koifer Akol. But which for you Chayish? You Chayish. A Mohid of a Mixas. What's the Taish? Zog Rashi, we typed up. Rashi holds the MS every Koifer Akol is Chayish for. Why? Choose your maslul. We say 2 options in Rashi. Either flat out every kaifer akol is chayiv no matter what. Gerada is a chazak in the maze. Or alternatively, maybe kaifer akol has a bezunder edraro. Ain't other teveil can yet shlein klum. Hey, but why would he attack you when a month from you? Ladam, you have nothing on him. Echtesa. Whatever it is, the p'tor of Kaifer HaKol is Ein HaDemeiz, and Rashi Shita is that Ein HaDemeiz means a person wouldn't be meiz to someone that did him a taiva. And therefore Rashi speaks out, and like Rashi, it's a Gemara Kuf Zayin. Catch on, other Rishonim learn the Gemara differently, it's a hard Gemara, there's a huge taisus there, but the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the Gemara's goof is saying, that's Rashi's girsa, and that's how Rashi learns, that the pshat of the sugi is, by a Kaifer HaKol, by Milveh, you're not chayiv shvua, only heses, because he was you need to be ma'ig mitzvahs to make the drawer. But kaifra kol b'pikavim, kaifra kol b'pikavim is chayiv.
How do you get around
ki huzeh? By a milva. Ki huzeh, by a milva. Wow, how about that, right? Ki huzeh, by a milva. By a milva, when it's ashul leitoy, then there's a din of ki huzeh. By pikavim, there's always a different din. For the record, if someone would ask a question and say, what are 8 shvuas d'oraisa, not 3, so slight is not one of them, because then Shavuos Bita could also be a Shavuos. We're dealing with Shavuos D'Oraisa in the system itself of Shavuos HaDayonim. But maybe Rashi Baba Kama could be one of them. Rashi and Baba Kama is Koifer HaKol. It's its own concept. Frek the Maram Shif. What was the Shepslach over here? A Pekadon. So why isn't there a Shavuos D'Oraisa? 1 second. The Gemara was Mavur over here that on one end, else maybe there should be a Hesis. On the other hand, because of Rab Chia, there should be a Shavua D'Oraisa, and everyone's like, oh, Shavua D'Oraisa, a whole different thing. There's a Shavua D'Oraisa anyways. Rashi Shita is Koifer HaKol, but because then it's Chayiv Shavua D'Oraisa. So the Ram Shiv has a few turrets, and one turret is, yes, it's a Pekadon over here, but he did him a Taiva. What was the Taiva that he did him? Not the Roya, the Balabais did this Roya Taiva.
Not requiring Yidu?
No. He's giving him a job. He gave him for 4 months. He gave him a job.
4 months. He did a job for him.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, no, but we're saying with
the Ishitas
Rashi, then that would undermine the whole.
Rashi needs Pekadon. Shemer Sachar. No. You know. I'm not sure. Yeah. This is a thin line. I'm not sure. Over here, it's.
Is it Okimta? This is the Shemer Sachar.
He was doing it for free. Kol Yoima, Vesahani. Yeah, I don't know, but that's what the Ram Shif says. But I'm thinking out loud, so that's why the Gemara, that's another shot. I'm looking for 8. Why the Gemara was mocked him.
He wouldn't be hiding Oinus.
He didn't say Oinus. He said Ladam. He wasn't hiding Oinus. Standing Ladam. The Ram Shif says another Teretz, and it's a big Chiddush. Rami Bar Chama holds. Remember this. If you give a pekadon to a shomer, and he wants to say einus, there won't be a shvur shaimrim. When is there a shvur shaimrim? Only when there's also a background, three cows, one kfira, one aida, one einus, a whole setup. Does Rami Bar Chama agree and mask him that there is a din of bite of a mitzvah, not by a shaimrim? Yes, Tysus deals with an uncle of Zion over there, but yes. There is a ma'id of mixas without a shimer, but a shimer is never without ma'id of mixas. You give a shimer a pekadin, and he says, Nensu, what's the din? He's never to say Nensu. Don't make it mistakes, not the other way, not that he's high. Okay. He's never to say Nensu. It was on the, I trusted him, I gave you a shimer. He says, I'm very sorry, it was an Inus. It proved to me it was an Inus. Hangs it, proved to me it wasn't an Inus. I'm an Inus. Right, there's a din, you have to swear. Yeah, sorry, Rami Bar Chama says, that's only on Tuesdays. It's only when there's a background. There's a gossip. Only when there's a ma'id of mixas. So the system of a shvuas ha-shayimrim is only when there's a hydonic fever. There is a din of ma'id of mixas, sans that. However, in a shaymer, it's only when you have a ma'id of mixas. Does Rami Bar Chama, it sounds funny, but does Rami Bar Chama agree to Rashi that a kaifer akol b'kadin is chayef? No. Rashi, the other way around, Rashi's chiddush that even kaifer akol b'kadin is chayef. That the etzem every kaifer calls chayv, and you need an umdun and a fazach and a meis. Yeah, but not in Rami Bar Chama. If Rami Bar Chama needs the whole system, you need a haidah and a kfira and a einus. And the Maharav Shif wants to say, our sikh is going with Rami Bar Chama. And that's why, als the kaifer hakol, you weren't going to be chayv. Because kaifer hakol is not chayv with Rami Bar Chama. And that's why you're not chayv as kaifer hakol. What would you be chayv with the Rabbanon? Als Hesses. I, what's the difference? The Rabbanon and the Raisa. Zakti Yomar, but now, because of Rabchia. Now, yesterday we spoke at something else, and I want to clarify it again. I think I misquoted it there. Very interesting, Nakuda. In Rash Pershtei Gora Chiddush. I misquoted it, maybe. I remember I said it. The Rashba says that the Reisa, that every day it was with Aiden, and today it's without, after so many days doing with Aiden, it's so one-sided that the Balabais, the owner of the Shep's story looks off. For 2 months he's bringing with Aiden. One day he took a day off. Obviously he didn't, I don't know whose narrative is true, but obviously he didn't give it. And he shows up now, and he's off for a business, and he wants you to pay him the sheep. And the guy's saying, I'm having a crisis. You didn't show up today. Now you also, yeah. So we so don't believe him, you don't even make him pay for the two shepselach. Probably the Aiden don't know what they're talking about. They're mixing it up. It's a different shepselach, something else. Even on the two.
How did we say that?
I don't know. I said Rashba. I don't think I said it. Yesterday we said, on the two shepselach, yeah, but on the Rashba's match, no, it's so offside of the Baal HaBayis Tanya that even on the two shepselach, one second, he can't exactly prove which shepselach he ate. They're gone. Aiden saw him, I mean, the bar, there's nothing left. There's just grease on the
bar. Yeah, but then he's not a gossip. I mean, what's the case?
You're right.
What was the Aiden?
No, that's what would be if he wasn't Masa B'chol Sadi. Since he was Muslim, no, I would have a Havamina. No, it's a Havamina. No, it's a Havamina. Avadal if he is.
In
the Havamina, we'd be totally puzzled. A guy that's such an idiot that he every day gave away at him and then didn't, and then comes with a story. Where's the sheep? Hey, you framed him. You said, it's so obvious that this is setting this up.
What's the case? What did the Edom say that say he ate?
We saw him eating two shepselach. It must be someone else's. It's not this guy's.
If that's the case, then how do we then jump to that he's a gossip? We don't know that he ate his.
If it was enough that because of the Reisa to say that he's not, what's it called? Why on the other end would we call it Gazan? Something to think about. I hear. Going back the other way, I'm not sure. But that's one way. The Ritter just says it a little different. He says we wouldn't be behind Hesses. Hey, Hesses. There's a Reisa on the what's it called? Now, on the other hand, Tysus goes the other way. Tysus is bothered by Akasha. We have to still see this, but Tysus brings that there's a machlekes by Shvuas Hesses. We had it yesterday. There's a machlekes in the Gemara in Shvuas. There's a man, the Omer, that there's no Shvuas Hesses when a guy flat out says Lahadam. Because when he says Lahadam, there's no Drora. You owe me money. I never saw you in my life. No Shvuas Hesses. You owe me money. Yes, I borrow. I quoted yesterday. You're a Maida the Mixas. Yes, I borrowed, but I paid you back. Then there's a din of Hesses. In fact, Tyson's over here, that's not the case. So Tyson Shvuas says, yo, here it is the case. Why? The fact that every day he was already giving him with Aiden, not with Aiden, the fact that he was already giving him, it's we assume today also. It's almost the opposite of the Rashba and the and those svaras. The other svara was no, the drawer is because he ate the two of them. And now we have a big problem. Let me ask a question. Do I know what Rechia's case is? A guy says I lent you $100. What does the mitzvah say? It says Ladam. What does the Adam say? Then he did borrow 50. So he's a Gazan.
He's a shopper, not a
Gazan. Oh, that's the Shire. Rashi Bavarns. By Milva, yeah.
Gazan?
One second. The Gemara over here is dramatically says, you can't trust him on Rav Chiya Shvua. He's a Gazan because he ate the two shepselach. Frek Rashi, one second, it's very important to Kudim. Frek Rashi, so whenever is there a dinner Rav Chiya? So Rashi, Vahada Amar Rav Chiya, Vahada Amar Rav Chiya, Bimilva. Because a Milva is only a chakra, yeah, I like that. Inami, that pekadim shalei shalach bayad va'avad mimenu, the ikal amemir shtemuti kamishtamet. Even by pekadim, maybe you're a mishtamet. Maybe you had the pekadim, you lost it, you blotched up on it, you don't want to pay, you don't have money right now, you're stalling for time. Why isn't this guy stalling for time? So everyone says, no, he's mamash ha-machutzef, he ate barbecue, he ate the two sheep. Yeah, 3 hours ago, or yesterday, or earlier that day, when he was eating those two sheep, a grub beganav. Oh, but now he's a mishtamet, what do you want him to do now?
He was oivre.
Yeah, I understand he was oivre. But now he's mishtamet. Now he's mishtamet. That's the Tosfos HaRosh on Daf Dalet. That asks this kasha, the shame, the Ramah. What?
There's no mishtamet.
There is mishtamet by Kofar HaKol, a smaller amount of mishtamet, but there is mishtamet by Kofar HaKol. And this, by the way, is not even Kofar HaKol. No, it is Kofar HaKol. There is mishtamet by Kofar HaKol. But what do you want to say that there's no mishtamet on the Hados Eden part? Why is it different than every Rav Chiyah? Because by every Rav Chiyah, you want to say he's mishtamet. Here also, he's mamash ha-mechutzef and a gatman. He was a goslin. But why? Now he's being mishtamet. Now he's being mishtamet. But he didn't do tshuva yet. He didn't do tshuva yet on the what's it called? You know when we had this machlekes? Although I want to remind you, I know when we had this machlekes. On the Gimel Mabei, Shlichus Yad. When you swear that you weren't Shaleach Yad, is that called a mishtamet? I want to remember. You had no right to be Shaleach Yad. I know, okay, but I was Shaleach Yad, and now I feel terrible. And by the way, an oinus happened. You have to have the chase of Shlichus Yad. You were Shaleach Yad. Then you put it back on the shelf. And you have these guilt feelings. And then an oinus gomer happened. And if you'll admit that you... What?
After
instead? Yeah. You're Shaleach Yad, put it back on the shelf. The din is, when you're Shaleach Yad, and now you have to know, maybe putting it on the shelf is called returning it, whatever the Gedorim for Shlichus Yad is, I'm not learning Shlichus Yad now. When you're Shaleach, whatever Shlichus Yad is, when you're Shaleach Yad, even when the Shlichus Yad is over, and now Oinus happens, you chai. So, and you know that Oinus happened, attack an Oinus happened, but you don't want to admit that there was a Shlichus Yad, because if you admit that there was a Shlichus Yad, you're going to have to pay, and you're a Mishtamet, and they say, how can you be a Mishtamet? Why are we Shlaich Yad? Okay, I'm sorry, I was a Shlaich Yad, I'm sorry, I ate the Tushtetz, but now I want to be Mishtamet. Now I'm stuck, what do you want me, what do you want me to do?
Profound, what's your
thoughts? No, it's not, that's the big Mabalagan, Tais Rosh Tainish does it. Tais Rosh Tainish does it. To see about that. Okay, now we're going to start the next Shlav. The Gemara says, no, you don't understand. We never meant that because this Roya was a Gazlan, those sheep, we were never talking about that he should be swearing on the other 48 sheep. Why? Because there's a din that a chasha doesn't swear. Now let me introduce something. A chasha doesn't swear. This is a very funny case of chasha. Because this case of chasha is minei ube. The story is about 50 sheep and Yigufa is accused of eating two of them. That's not the classic case of chasha. The classic case of chasha, let me remind you, or explain to you. The classic case of chasha is a guy goes over to you and says, not to you, but a guy goes over to someone, Pliny, and he says, you know, I lent you $100. And he says, no, I only borrowed 50. My dibbe mixes, right? So what's the din? The nitva is supposed to swear. Problem. Yesterday, the nitva did something. He robbed the bank. Something that makes him choshed. Maybe he ate chazer. I don't know. Whatever the... I'm not learning now what called Hilchus Choshed is. But Bederach Klal, Choshed is an outside story, nothing to do with the Havar right now. But the din is that a Choshed, a Bavusta Choshed, doesn't swear. Here, the Choshed is in the story. He's being accused of 50, and he was being kite for a call and holding his water, but then all of a sudden, no, he was found on the Tush Epsilon. Genoi, those two. And now he's high. So now he's a Gazlan. It's an issue. Let's not get hung up on that, whether it's Choshed Minei Ubei or Choshed on the outside. The Klal Advarim is that a Choshed, all of a sudden, by any time when a chashid is chayv shvuah, I'm pretty sure it's by all shvuas. Ma'idu mixas, eid echad, and shomer. A shomer that has to swear that it was nice. That's the tzeres hakasav. But it happens to be that this shomer is a chashid. What's the din? So shteito amayr tekezach, by a chashid, it's shekeneg doika amina. Every time. By chashid, instead of the nitba of the ma'idu mixas, the eid echad, the shomer, swearing, we turn the tables, we boomerang it, and we say, no, the Teiveya should swear. This is the Shavuos HaNoitim, this can't be a Deraisa. It's not. It's a Takana, that's what the Teiveya is going to do. And it's a Nishba V'Noitil. Now, if you open up the Mishnah in Perek, we don't have the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah in Shavuos over there brings a whole list of cases where there's Nishma V'Noitel. Amongst them is this case of Choshed. Now, maybe we'll... the interesting way how to go now. Cut. Not a chashid. A tzaddik. Yeah? Someone goes over to a tzaddik and he says, you owe me $100. And he says, no, I only owe you 50. What's the din? The tzaddik says, I don't want to swear. I only borrowed 50. I only borrowed 50. But I don't want to swear. Why don't you want to swear? My bubba told me not to swear. Bubba Sali, bubba this, whatever. He said not to swear. What? Clipped. He does mean mitaych. I'm not sure it's mitaych. Is that mitaych? You don't know. So let me tell you something. There's a big balagan over here.
It's your holy just listen.
That's something. There's a few different cases when a person's chai b'shvua. When a person's chai b'shvua and he says, Eini roitza lishava. Or he says, Eini yochal lishava. So we say, why not? And he says, Eini yadea. Now, Eini yadea doesn't mean that's the new generation over here. I don't know why I don't want, I don't know why I'm not yochal. No.
There would never be mitech, because he would always have a
Maybe there's never mitech. Maybe there's never mitech. One second, let's see the different options. There's a case when a guy says, Eini roitza. There's a case when a guy says, Eini yochal. There's a case when a guy says, Eini yadea. There's another case. Want to hear another case? Come on, I want to put basics down here. Nasla the Baba. A guy in front of everyone's... No, I'm botching up, I can't be dramatic about it. A guy was chayte for Nascha. Nascha is a silver...
Silver bar.
A silver bar. And he grabbed it from someone. And the guy said, say, what are you grabbing it? So, if there was no one there, what could he say? What could he say if there was no one there? Loi chatfi, in Hebrew, yeah? Loi chatfi. What would be the din if he says loi chatfi and there's no one there? What would be if there was an eid echad and he says what that says chataf and he says loi chatfi? What's he going to swear? What? And then after he swears loi chatfi, what's going to be the din? What? But then he's an eid echad saying he was chataf. The eid echad is lying. The Eid Echad is not possible. The Eid Echad is not possible to score. Something happened to the Eid Echad. What? I know. What happens to the Eid
Echad?
Nothing. No, you're not? Okay, I'm just tricking. You're fine. Okay. There's a big shayla to say. It's Mechadis. If you're Mitzaref, if another Eid Echad will come. What if there's an Eid Echad? It's not Kosher. There could be a lot of fun cases in this. But when he says, Eid Echad, and he says, Lechad. But if it happens to be the guy goes and says, and where the Gazak? He goes and says, In Chatvi Didi Chatvi. Yeah, I grabbed it from you. Chutzafeina. You grabbed it from me yesterday. In chat v'didichat. Now, if there's no eid echad, what's the din?
It's a bet.
Nothing. No. If there's no eid echad, who gets it?
How can he keep it?
Why not? In chat v'didichat.
He's not a Mexican.
In chat v'didichat.
He loses his chazaka.
What chazaka? In chat v'didichat.
What? He loses Does that he win? No. He has a chazak, it's my number, and he says it was mine. He loses that because he admitted that.
No, he still... Number. Why is Incha... What's the din?
No.
What's the din by Inchati di Dichati? With Adam made Echad. Al Smigu? I want someone to phone to the chef. Al Smigu? Al Smigu to Lechataf? You need Migu to Lechataf? You need Migu to Lechataf? I don't know.
Who's holding it now?
Me. That's awesome. Meishi Maveda. Migu. What's that? Migu. What's that? Be simple. You need him to come out to Migu? I'm not sure. But now, Mardigzah comes in Eid Echad. Comes in Eid Echad and says, Loi Chataf. No. Comes in Eid Echad and says, Chataf. And he says, In Chati Didi Chati. What's the denial? Mardigzah. He's not able to swear. Why can't he swear? Careful. Why can't he swear loy chataf? Because that's not his story. Why can't he swear in chatvi didi chatvi? So there's a huge sugi in Baba Basa Dachlam and Hey, which no one gets to when they don't chaskas about them, and it's not kamashik to the Rishonim. But we're going to go conveniently with the Pshat of the Rashbam there, and many Rishonim go with it. A big yisoid. In a Shavua Seirecha, there's a yisoid. You have to be makrish to aid. Kacha, there's a kosa. If you're not makrish to aid, then it's no good. And this is so geschmack, because you know, there was a cheshbon we did on Daf Gimel, Rabbi Kveger asks, why do you ever need, if Kaifra calls also chayv, why do you ever need to do a Shavua Seir Echad? You chayv as Kaifra call anyways. What's the ufrais of Shavua Seir Echad? What do you mean? The ufrais is for this din, that Shavua Seir Echad says you have to be makir shteid. And if you're not makir shteid, and we don't let you on the podium now, so what's the din now? It's So let's go straight to it. People call this mitaych. I'm not so sure they're right, but let's call this mitaych. Let's call mitaych on the whole array. Any yachal, any yedeya, any roitze, any yachal, any yedeya, any roitze, or there's a halacha that says, no, you're not makhshay. And by the way, in that case, it's fascinating. He gets up on the podium, and he does swear. Forget yachal, roitze, this. He swore, and he swears, in chatzi, did he chatzi. After he swears, la'achar amayis, he still didn't deliver the goods. He didn't deliver the goods. What's the din? Mitaych. What, mitaych she'ena yisha, nishba? He was swear, nishba, yeah, but he was nishba the wrong swear. Let him swear now like chataf. Let him get up there and swear like chataf.
Oh, that's against his taina.
It's more than against his taina. The case I just described is against his shvuah. It's against his shvuah. So we're not going to let him do that. And then whenever you don't do it, you get mitaych. So now, very interesting topic. I want to straight into the sugya. You have this guy, they say, you know, your chayv shvuah of ma'idu miksas, or shvuah seirechad, or shvuah shaimrim. And we ask him, are you a yachal? Yachal. Roitze? Roitze. You know the how to say it? Yeah. Einani chai b'cha rak chamishim. Lavisi m'cha rak chamishim. I know exactly how to say it in Hebrew, English, and French. Lavisi. Meya! Ma pedom! Lavisi m'cha rak chamishim. He has a practice down to a T. He's ready to go up. And he's going to swear it. Hashem, that's what happened. And then we say, no, you're not allowed to. We're not letting you on. Then why? I'm ready to go. You robbed the bank yesterday. You ate chazer yesterday. Or, I'm not getting into this, but whatever the din of chashid is, not from this story, but yesterday you were established as a chashid. How do you get out of chashid mode? It's also a whole sugya. You got to do tshuva, you have to say something, that you have to prove it, that you have to become... That's also not our sugya. Not our sugya. But right now, his status is chashid. He's ready to get up there. And who doesn't let him?
Bezdin.
Chazal. Midoy Reis, they're not letting him, or Midoy Rabbanon, they're not letting him. Anyone knows what the din is? I'm speak to him about this. Midaraisa, they're not letting him? Or Midarabana, they're not letting him? I'm not sure. I have a feeling there are different chashids. I think someone told me, I have a whole topic of chashid. Is there raisa, the kapsul, the raisa? I think maybe there's different levels. But we're not letting him. We're not letting him. And now the shaila is...
We're not letting him. We're saying. You were just making sure.
Oh, if he was covered, excellent. If he was covered, Svanishma. If he was covered, Svanishma, Lachari is like a Naskal the Rababa loser. It's not going to help him. We're not going to accept it. We're not going to accept the shwab the chashid. You're right. He called the bluff. He got it, and he was covered, Svanishma.
What's the difference about a chashid?
There's a big difference between migu the chashid amamoyna loy chashid ashvusa or chashid ashvusa, and when a person's already established as a chashid. That's a fascinating topic. It's by the way the sugya on heyamid beis. I don't want to go into that right now. It's excellent point. We have to talk about it on heyamid beis. But this guy's already is an established chashid because there's eight amon to shepslach, or because he robbed the bank yesterday, or eight chaz, or whatever the list is. So we're not letting him get up. Okay, and it's either a derabbanan dikaminiyah we're not letting him get up, or this is a deraisa dikaminiyah that we're not letting him get up. Now this is Rabbi Yisrael crucial for the sugya. So what should the din be? What should the din be? I know what the din is. The din is he patur chayiv? Now, trick question. What is the din? Is he patur chayiv? Simple enough. Is it patur chayiv? Right? By mitaych we make you be chayiv. If you don't say mitaych, you patur. And again, this is a guy, yachol, roitzer. Amen? Stop. What's, is he, Pater or Chayiv? What's the din? There's a third option.
Chayiv or can't?
No, what the psak is. One step before that. What's the din? The din is Shekinek de Kamina. What does Shekinek de Kamina mean? We're not going to mamish make him pay flat out, like we're grabbing him money. We're not going to make him totally Pater. We throw the ball to the Tevea. And it's up to him. He decides if he'll be Nishba v'noitel, he'll be able to take it, if not, not. Is there mitaych by this guy? Because, do you know, by regular classic mitaych, any yochel, any roitz, nasa the rababa, does he automatically pay, or does the guy have to swear first? It's rather, machlokes rishayim, we're going to get to, but the pashtas? No, any yaday, any roitz, any yochel, the pashtas, as mitaych, no strings attached, straight, you have to pay, you're the chosen. What's the din over here? It seems to be a big machlokes rishonim, and the ikar hearts of the sugya is to set this up is, and ad kedekach, there's a tzad in the ktsois, and Rabbi Kveger, that tois viskufa is mesutik about this. Not everyone knows like that, I'm starting to set this up. But again, I know that by a choshud, the din is, not that he's totally potter, not that he's totally chayiv, It's an in-between level of we let the Taiveya swear and get. Nishba v'noitel. But what's the starting point? This is a Takanas Chachamim that it should connect to Nishba v'noitel. Was the starting point that there is mitoich? And then, I don't know, but for some reason they said, let's water down the mitoich? Or is the starting point, no, he's totally putter. But then they said, we can't let him just totally get away with it. And we give B'cholifin a chance to the Taiveya to get it. Which is the way to start it? So Taisus asks like this. Shekeneg de kamina, frek Taisus. V'im toimar. Oh, you know what? I want to interrupt an interesting shiloh. What's the din if a chosher, the guy who robbed the bank yesterday, we're ready for him to do the Yochol Reutze dance, yeah? And we ask him, Yochol? No. Reutze? No, any of that. He happens to also be a chosher. Yeah? Double layer. But he also says any of that. What's the din, first of all? What's the din? Without making the Taveya swear?
No, should
big Shaila. Big Shaila.
It's your fault. You should know.
Any day.
Where's the doubt in that piece of God where it's not Shaila, but sure, it'll make a difference to me. What is any day?
No. We're going to see. When a Chashit says any idea what the din should be. I mean, our options of either is either mitoich chodesh or without. Like, one second. So the Taisha says, the imtayim are maishna the bechashad ala shvur shekenek dinish b'menaitel. Am I learning mitoich shani yachli shav m'shalim? Kidom agav icham shim yedan icham shlo yedan. A moiridik. That case, a non chashad who says lo yedaya or nas l'rabava. Sounds familiar. You know the case. He said in chatvi the dichatvi and all thing. So Taisha says the yesh loymar. There's the teretz is. Get ready. And again, we're going to say the Yeshiva Shepshat and Taisus here, although it's a huge machlokes, we're going to see tomorrow. But let's go with Yeshiva Shepshat first. Hocha yamrinon mishalei leishafkes leichai lechol oilam yibiyu l'deishvua v'yitlu kol asher loy. Yes. A guy is a choshed. What made him a choshed? Yesterday he did a gefer lechazak. He's not a gross tzaddik. He robbed the bank. He ate chazur. I don't know. I'm not learning Hilchos choshed. He's a choshed. Zog Taisus. Someone is going to be able to take advantage of this chashid. I don't know who's the someone, a chashid. I don't know, just an opportunist.
Not a
great guy, but okay. But not a chashid, because that's Shneim Chashud, and that's a big sugi we're going to get to also.
Yeah.
No, just a little sugi. He's going to get, one second, he's going to get all his money. I challenge you. How are you going to get all his money?
Bring him to any din that he has to swear.
Bring him. Here, I challenge you. Bring me to a din. I have to swear.
Watch my water bottle.
I don't want to.
Yesterday you did.
You're gonna lend
my
him.
Water
no.
You don't have to lend him money.
Which shvur? You know what? How many shvurs the rice are there?
Three.
No. Not eight. Well, one second. What's the three shvurs the rice? What's the three shvurs the rice? Shoimrim, Eid Echad, and Moed Mitzvahs. Can you, one second, can you frame him into a Shavuot Shoimrim? Shvachim Isis, he doesn't want to be your Shoimrim. Can you frame him into a Shavuot Eid Echad? Who are you going to hire as the Eid Echad? Who are you? Someone takes the commission. Who is going to hire as an Eid Echad? This guy doesn't know you're Red Sand. You know he has 1.7 million, yeah? You're going to come and money, you owe me 1.7 million. Kol Hashaloi, it says. Kol Hashaloi, yeah? You know, you made a cheshbon, you checked his portfolio, he has 1.7 million, you're going to take him to the Torah, you owe me 1.7 million, and have an Eid Echad, and then he's going to say, Yochal Reutze, and we say, stop, and then it's me talking, yeah? Who's going to be that Eid Echad?
I don't know.
Hire an Eid Echad. I did say 1.9 million, stop at 1.7. You're only getting 30%. The shot is, you're going to lend him $10 and then take him to court and say, you owe me 1.7 million. Say, 1.7 million, not Padom, I only borrowed $10. Oh, why did you mix us? You frame him into a Vaidiva Mixas, that's what Taisus means. Now, what is he really going to do? What is? No, because any guy's going to swear. He can't swear, no. I don't know you 1%. I'll swear that I know you 1%. But over here he can't swear. The Shaila is.
That only works in any way, though.
No, now I know. I'm talking about the outside Chashid. But if you're a Chashid, but you still, you know, you ask Das Torah, and you go to them and say, listen, I just borrowed $10 from this decent looking guy, and now he's asking for my 1.7 million. And I'm asking advice, what should I do in advance? Should I admit the 10? Will he get a heter to say kaifer hakol?
You asked this question.
No, but then
I bothered with it.
Everyone lets him rely on Bessin.
Maybe he has like a miku of his of like his.
Taisa says because of this problem that there's going to be a leshapkes chai. So what do they do instead? How do we protect? We want to protect even the chashid. And the chashid has the potential way of getting framed. Let me finish this. The chashid has a way of getting framed. Yachal writes this, stop. So you know what? We water it down. We say, no, really, 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 you should have me tight. And because you admitted the $10, you should have to surrender $1.7 million. But, we realize that's what's going to happen. So we say, you know what? That guy who's trying to work it out, semi-tzadik, opportunist guy, you have to swear. And that he won't do. And that's what protects him. And then Taisa says nonsense. V'oid, the hosam amalei shvua deraisi isli aloch oi tishpoi shalim. Aval hachu berotzoi nishova im nanichenu. Ulekach lo yishalim. Zot t'ksois. We'll see tomorrow the many of Rene Mogu. Zot t'ksois, it's not v'oid. It's v'oid yesh loimar. The world of difference between the first teretz and the second teretz. Like the second teretz is no leshach kishai, because like the second teretz, he's a yochol. If you would say any idea, we have to talk about that. But he's not. Like I say, really, he should be potter. Once again, if really he should be potter, so why is there a din of nishma v'naito? Where did that din come from?
To protect the other guy.
And it's a new takana. We call this, whether the din of shekenegdai is l'toivas hachoshud or l'choivas hachoshud. Either you understood it or plan tomorrow.
In every case, you should get the shvuah. We're never going to be dealing with the shvuah with this chashid guy because he can't swear.
So then, meaning now it's not a migu left for the shvuah, now it's a migu to hold on to this money. So she's got a migu that I could have said that I don't give any.
You're frying, you were here, I didn't see you.
It's a cold one.
You were in the front, I didn't know you were here. I did good.
I'll be the sheet to that.
I wasn't going to see you. Yeah, you got a mazel tov.